About one-third of the world's population is infected with the bacterium that causes tuberculosis, and every year 9 million people become contagious. But misuse of two potent antibiotics, isoniazid and rifampicin, has made them ineffective in treating the disease, causing multi-drug resistance, or MDR-TB. The WHO estimates that in 2004, 1.7 million people died of TB, many of whom could not be cured with either antibiotic. 10 years ago, the world body began a project to study TB drug resistance around the globe. In their latest report, investigators identified the emergence of more than 400,000 new cases of multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis in 79 countries it surveyed, making up about 1% of new TB cases in each country. But in 8 countries, including Kazakhstan and Latvia, and several Chinese provinces, the number of new multi-drug-resistant TB cases exceeded 6.5%. Investigators also say they found an increase in resistance to any antibiotic in Tomsk Oblast in Russia and Botswana, while MDR-TB decreased in Hong Kong and Cuba. Mario Raviglione headed the WHO's tuberculosis surveillance effort. Raviglione says of antibiotic resistance,
that is a mistake that is generated by weak public health systems, weak clinical practices, or even in some cases malpractices.
By knowing the scope of the MDR-TB problem and where it's located, Raviglione says public health officials can begin to treat tuberculosis properly. The results of the tuberculosis study were published in the medical journal The Lancet. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。